what you call the place where the roof would form like this?
Gable? No, not a gable, a valley.
When you catch the water for the cistern, what would you catch the water in?
We call them troughs. Of course, they were good as that. They were made similar to gutters. Now, the old Jarrett house up there had a cistern because that was the hardest place to get a well of anything. And they caught the water off of the house in these gutters and run it out there in pipes into the cistern.
That's true.
And that's what they used for washing. And the drinking water there, they told it from a spring down here in the bottom.
Well, they did.
Yes.
That's working.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So the hardest whipping I ever got was playing in the water that was supposed to be going into the cistern at my grandmother's.
No.
Is that right?
She told me to quit, and I told her I wouldn't do it.
Well,
and I knew better.
You didn't drink that cistern water, did you?
We did over at Grandma's.
We didn't drink it up there.
No. We sure did. I mean,
well, look at them sitting bullfrogs in that tub and drank that water.
Well, Grandma's cistern was under the porch. It wasn't out in the yard.
Well, this cistern was way off out from the house there, and it was built up, and it had a cover over it there of boards.
It was built up and had...
But still, it's just like the old well there. You'd need the cover off from it there, and frogs and things would jump down in there. And all we used it for was washing. That was all. We didn't drink.
You had to drink cistern water because the well was...
Well,
it was hard to...
The well water was hard water. It didn't taste good. And the cistern water tasted better.
It did.
But anyway, I told my grandmother I wouldn't do it. And she started for me, and I broke to run. And I run out and crawled up under an old steel rim wagon. And she sent my uncle after me. And I got one of the hardest whippings I ever did. I never did tell Grandma I wouldn't do anything after that either.
We didn't drink the cistern water up there. And the old man, when he first built it, he might have drank it. But I'm talking about after we got it up there. I just heard the kids talking about it. In fact, finally Daddy did get a well put down up there. And that's what they used. It didn't furnish enough water for washing.
Did your board well, did it have just the straight where you pull the rope, the pulley, or did you have the windlass?
Oh, we had the windlass.
I know one of my granddaddies had just the straight, and the other one had the windlass, and it was always funny to see that windlass would turn loose just to see how fast it
would go. We got a whooping and drawing the water there that you know, you had a trigger on the thing that you pulled that let the water out in the bucket. Now if we put the thing you draw the water out of the well there.
What's
that, young man?
I can't think of it.
Wasn't
the well bucket?
No. We'd had a name. I know it well. I know my name. But my daddy there, if we put it back down in the well and tied it around the old windlass, he tore the stew out of us because we had a nail hanging up there on the shed. And we had to hold that bucket up there. See, that's one reason now we leave the top off from it when we put the
glass.
When we put the... Well, now we're talking about it. That makes me mad. What was it we called them things?
They were long, like a stove pipe.
Long, like a stove. They're about this long.
But they weren't as big around as a stove
and
pipe.
And they held about a gallon and a half of water. A water bucket held about a gallon and a half, maybe 2 gallons.